Ladies and gentlemen, you will now hear words which we hope will bring encouragement and edification. Words penned by some of the world's sanest people. I am pleased to present the reader, the crazy man.
My friends, I hope you like what you hear me read. If you do, write to the crazy man in care of this station. Send me some good short poem or short inspirational article. I'll pass it on to others. Listen, Herbert Spencer said, "The wise man must remember that while he is a descendant of the past, he is a parent of the future, and that his thoughts are as children born to him, which he may not carelessly let die." Herbert Spencer. If everyone would do this, listen. Next to knowing when to seize an opportunity, the most important thing in life is to know when to forego an advantage. Desrelai. These are the words by William James. We're spinning our own fates, good or evil, never to be undone. Every smallest stroke of virtue or vice leaves its never so little scar. The drunken Rip Van Winkle in Jefferson's play excuses himself for every fresh dereliction by saying, "I won't count this time." Well, he may not count it, and a kind heaven may not count it, but it is being counted nonetheless. Down among his nerve cells and fibers, the molecules are counting it and registering and storing it up to be used against him when the next temptation comes. Nothing we ever do is, in strict scientific literalness, wiped out. Of course, this has its good side as well as its bad one. As we become permanent drunkards by so many separate drinks, so we become saints in the moral and authorities and experts in the practical and scientific spheres by so many separate acts and hours of work. Let no youth have any anxiety about the upshot of his education, whatever the line of it may be. If he keep faithfully busy each hour of the working day, he may safely leave the final result to itself. He can with perfect certainty count on waking up some fine morning to find himself one of the competent ones of his generation in whatever pursuit he may have singled out. Silently, between all the details of his business, the power of judging in all that class of matter will have built itself up within him as a possession that will never pass away. Young people should know this truth in advance. The ignorance of it has probably engendered more discouragement and faint-heartedness in youths embarking on arduous careers than all other causes put together. And that, my friends, was by William James. There's a lot of truth in this. Listen. Anybody can cut prices, but it takes brains to make a better article. Those are the words of Philip D. Armour. See if you can remember who said this. If we had paid no more attention to our plants than we have to our children, we would now be living in a jungle of weeds. Who? It was Luther Burbank. James Barry says, "The secret of happiness is not in doing what one likes, but in liking what one has to do." James M. Barry. A great Chinaman said, "Silence is a true friend who never betrays." Confucius. Do you know who said this? "Affection can withstand very severe storms of vigor, but not a long polar frost of indifference." Sir Walter Scott. Here's some mighty sound advice. The man who makes it the habit of his life to go to bed at 9 o'clock usually gets rich and is always reliable. Of course, going to bed does not make him rich. I merely mean that such a man will, in all probability, be up early in the morning and do a big day's work, so his weary bones put him to bed early. Rogues do their work at night. Honest men work by day. It's all a matter of habit, and good habits in America make any man rich. Wealth is largely a result of habit. Those are the words of John Jacob Astor. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the crazy boys are going to play for you. Mm-hmm. My friends, I enjoy reading to you the statements of other men and women that I consider edifying and inspirational. I enjoy telling you about a product that I know has helped many sick and afflicted people throughout the world. My hope is that what I say now will be of benefit to you and yours. You have heard a lot about efficiency. Few of us know the true meaning of this word. It is in doing things, not wishing you could do them, not dreaming about them or wondering if you can do them. Efficiency is the power to learn how to do things by doing them. It is knowing how to apply theory to practice. It is the art of turning defeat into experience and using experience to achieve success. Efficiency is the ability to amass your personality any time or place and quickly mobilize your resources. It is making everything that is past help guide you in the future. Efficiency always eliminates regret, worry, and fear. It is persistence plus politeness. It is alertness, presence of mind, and willingness to adjust yourself to any situation. The efficient person uses his passions, likes and dislikes, habits, experience, body and heart, and is not used by these things. Efficiency means self-mastery, concentration, vision, and common sense. Efficiency is the sum total of all that is in a man. The first requisite to efficiency is health. No one can do the job like it ought to be done if he is held back by physical handicaps. Faulty elimination has dulled more minds and retarded the progress of more human beings than possibly any other affliction to mankind. Constipation lingers on until its victim is afflicted with chronic disease. You can overcome faulty elimination. You can prevent and relieve serious chronic ailments. There is a safe way, a natural way to rid yourself of these troubles without resorting to cathartics and habit-forming drugs. Crazy water crystals have done this for multiplied thousands throughout the past half century. I want you to hear a letter from Wenatchee, Washington. Listen. For years, I've suffered from constipation and stomach trouble. Since taking Crazy Water crystals, I can eat anything and feel like a new man. Crazy Water has done me more good than anything I have ever tried. I cannot say too much for Crazy Water crystals. And that letter is signed by A.J. Sloan, 109 Plow Street, Wenatchee, Washington. Over 50 years ago, my friends, a natural mineral water was accidentally discovered at the Crazy Wells in Texas. As the fame of this water spread and its healing qualities were made known, people journeyed to the Crazy Wells to drink their way to health. Crazy Water has meant much to the lives of people who have been fortunate enough to know its value. Its merit alone has caused its blessings to be extended from friend to friend, until thousands throughout the world are now living monuments to the value of Crazy Water in overcoming many chronic ailments that afflict the human race. All people do not have the time nor the money to make the trip to the wells, so we're taking the wells to them. By simple evaporation, the minerals are extracted from Crazy Mineral Water, and you can now reconstitute Crazy Water at your home by adding these minerals to your drinking water according to directions. The minerals are known as Crazy Water Crystals. Order a package of Crazy Water Crystals right now. Add them to ordinary drinking water and drink your way to health. I want you to get a package of Crazy Water Crystals because I sincerely believe it will do you good. After you learn the wonders of Crazy Water, it will make me mighty happy to get a letter from you. Start drinking Crazy Water and let me know how you're getting along. It might be that I can give you some good advice or help concerning your diet or the proper way to drink the water. Address me in care of this station. The letter will be forwarded and I'll answer it just as quickly as possible. Give us the opportunity to be of real and lasting service to you. Write me a letter now. I hope and believe my reply will contain information that will be worthwhile. I'll be back with you soon. As I leave you now, remember, the greatest ambition of the crazy man is to bring you and yours and all the rest health and happiness.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a result of faulty elimination or excess acidity, you might be suffering with some chronic disease, such as high blood pressure, stomach disorders, auto-intoxication, nervous ailments, neuritis, arthritis, kidney and bladder trouble, liver complaints, bad complexion, colitis or rheumatism. We want you to try Crazy Water Crystals. Crystallized Crazy Mineral Water has restored health to thousands of people. Get a package of Crazy Water Crystals today. For your protection, see that our trademark, the word crazy, is on the box. Get your pencil and paper now and be prepared to take down the information which your station announcer will give you. Thank you.